Hello! Today is the very 1st of October, and you're tuned into Book Choice. It's our special Publisher's Choice edition. Once a month, we invite three of South Africa's very, very best publishers, Penguin Random House, Pan Macmillan, and Jonathan Ball, to join us right here in our studios and tell us what they've got coming out for the coming month. And we also invite South Africa's favorite bookseller, Exclusive Books, to come in and tell us what's on their shelves. So, this being the 1st of October, October is a very big month, not just for books, but for life in general. We've got all sorts of events and days coming up. Not only are we sliding closer and closer to the end of the year, holiday and summer, I can almost taste it, but we've also got Halloween to get through before then, and we've got World Mental Health Day coming up. So, on the show today on Book Choice, we have books to honor all of it, and all of these books will be bookended by some wonderful fine music. This is Fine Music Radio after all. Fine Music and Fine Book Radio. So on this month's Book Choice Publisher's Choice show, our publishers have books full of thrills for Halloween. We've also got a whole segment on books that are full of hope and healing for all ages from the Jonathan Ball team to celebrate World Mental Health Day. And the Exclusive Books team brings us some big brain books. They're going to help us make it through to the end of the year. And then the Pan Macmillan and Penguin Random House team bring us a stack of great reads to add to your pile as we start to think about what we want to read on our summer holidays and also what we want to gift the special people in our lives this December. Because what better gift than a book? So with that in mind, I bring you a gift of an hour with all of these incredible publishers talking about their books and some wonderful music. So before I hand over to the Penguin Random House team, how about some music? We're going to start the show off with Proudly South Africans by Track 5. Was Proudly South Africans by Track 5, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. So this is a very special show, I don't know of another show like this in the world. It's an hour-long show where we invite three of South Africa's top publishers and South Africa's favorite bookseller to come into the studio and tell us about what books they've got on their shelves, what they think you'll enjoy reading, and also their very favorite special picks. We're going to start off the show with Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House. Viz has some incredible big sellers coming out right now. I think all these publishers are gearing up for summer. We've got our summer coming up and they're gearing up for December. And everybody wants those big stack of thick books to read when they're on holiday. So if you're starting to think about what you're going to read for your summer holidays, make sure you've got a pen handy, or you can log into fmr.co.za after the show. We load a podcast of this show and you can listen back and grab those big titles that you might enjoy. So let's get on with the show. Let's get Viz Chetty in here. Let's get him telling us about their huge books that they've got coming out for October. Welcome to the show, Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House.
Hello, Paige, and hello to the FMR listeners. It's Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House. Once again, I'm here this month to cover all the big releases for the month of October. So all the books that I mentioned, that I will mention in this segment, will basically be October releases. You'll either find them at the beginning or some of them at the end of the month. So, but they all will be released in October. Right, starting off, we've got a great novel by William Boyd. Many fans in South Africa, we all love William Boyd. Last year, we published a book called The Romantic, which was a great novel. This one is sort of a return to form. For me, it was anyway. And if you liked books like Ice Cream Wars and Good Man in Africa, this one sort of reminded me of those books, you know. And if you're a fan of those ones, as opposed to the later ones, I think you'd love this one. So the book is called Gabriel's Moon by William Boyd. It's about a 30-something Gabriel Dax, who's a travel writer. He's based in London. He was tragically orphaned at the age of 6. And there's a mystery around that of his parents and him being orphaned. He lives a pretty good life. He's a travel journalist. He travels a lot. And he finds for his work and for his travels, he ends up in the Congo. It's 1960. And the new president, Patrice Lumumba, is newly elected. And, you know, he's not technically a political journalist, but he's asked to tape this interview with Lumumba about Congo's newly found independence. Soon thereafter, he's on a plane trip home. He meets a very attractive woman named Faith Green, and she basically pulls him into this shady organization where he does a lot of, let's call it, undercover or spy work for this organization. And I'm going to leave it there because it's a wonderful novel. There's mainly two plot lines. So there's the current timeline with Gabriel at about 30, and then it goes back into his childhood and it follows the mystery of his parents. So it's a wonderful novel. Like I said, it's a return to form for William Boyd, and the book is called Gabriel's Moon. You'll find it out probably around the end of October. Right. Then the next one is by Pat Barker. The book is called The Voyage Home. She did two books in the what she calls the Trojan War trilogy. It was The Silence of the Girls, which was the first book in the series. That was a wonderful, wonderful book there. And then now the third one, which is called The Voyage Home, it follows through the journey of Agamemnon after the victory at Troy and his way back home. But it follows around three women: Cassandra, Ritsa, and Clytemnestra. Clytemnestra is obviously the wife of Agamemnon. She's vengeful because her daughter was sacrificed for the wars, for the victory of Agamemnon. So he's got a lot of trouble coming his way. And then the story of Cassandra and Ritsa is basically peppered in there. And the character of Ritsa is basically told to you in first person, which is just a wonderful take on the novel. Pat Barker's a wonderful, wonderful writer. She has put this trilogy together. If you haven't read The Silence of the Girls, which was the first one in the series, you should read that, but you don't have to. With this book, it's sort of a standalone, so you could read this on its own. There's enough on this one that you can actually pick up what's happening there. Right, and then the next one is by Jo Nesbo. The book is called Blood Ties. We did a book a few years ago, actually, called The Kingdom, which was about two brothers who live in Norway, and it is about their ambition, their greed, and their plans to build their empire. The Kingdom was a great novel. This is a follow-up to that. You don't necessarily have to read The Kingdom to read this one. This book is called Blood Ties. So Blood Ties will also be out in October. Like I said, you don't have to have read The Kingdom, but if you do, it kind of helps. There is enough, again, as with Pat Barker on this book, Blood Ties, where you could actually piece it together quite well. So the story is set in an isolated Norwegian mountain town, which is called Oz. It's a little community. The brothers have a big stake in this community and town, as you can imagine. And there is a plan. There are plans for a highway that will actually affect this town in terms of bringing people in. And they will stop at nothing to grow their empire and not let it come down. But there is a big twist in this one. The story does not go where you think it's going to go. It's a great read, great characters. It's a good setting and a very, very compelling storyline. So highly recommended. Joe Nesbo, Blood Ties. He's normally, when he steps away from the Harry Hole series, he usually does pretty well. So read all about the brothers Roy and Carl Opgaard and the stories in this epic conclusion to The Kingdom. The next one is a firm favorite. You probably all know her, Paula Hawkins. She's back this year. We're really, really excited about this one. I read this a few months ago and it just blew me away. I thought it's such a wonderful return to form for Paula Hawkins. She obviously has done The Girl on the Train. She's recently done Slow Fire Burning. But this one, this book, it's called The Blue Hour, and it follows the story of a woman named Vanessa, who's an artist. There's two storylines. So in the first storyline, she's obviously alive and well, and you're sort of learning through her. You're learning through her diaries, you know, her life as an artist. But then there's a second storyline where it's time has passed and she's now passed on. And a guy by the name of Becker, he's sort of an art curator, and he gets these pieces. When Vanessa dies, all these pieces are donated to a foundation. That foundation wants to put these on showcase, and they find a human bone in one of the pieces. And obviously, it affects the entire function or the entire event that they plan to have. So Becker now wants to uncover the mystery of what this actually is. And as he does so, he sort of digs deeper and deeper into Vanessa's life. And like I said, this is done through her diaries and her letters that he's wrote. She lived on an island called Eris. It's an isolated island in Scotland. And she lived there with a woman named Grace, who Becker meets. And through Grace and all the letters and diaries, Becker slowly pieces together the life of Vanessa, the life that she lived and what she actually meant to Grace. But also, there was a mystery surrounding Vanessa's wayward husband who mysteriously disappeared. And it was always looked at that she had something to do with it. So Becker's also trying to uncover the mystery of that. Now, I'll be very upfront. It's a slow burn. There's no huge twists at the end. But I will tell you, it's such a compelling mystery. It's written really beautifully. So it will keep you on until the very last page. For me, that's my personal recommendation for this month. Blue Hour by Paula Hawkins. Grab it. It'll be out next month as well. Right. The next one is a cookbook. Yotam Ottolenghi, Helen Goh, they are back. They are doing a follow-up to Flavor and Simple. The book is called Comfort. It's about 100 recipes, and it's wonderfully, wonderfully put together. I had a look at this book recently when it just came out in physical form, and I will say this is one of the most beautiful books that they've put together. It's comfort. It's flavorful. It's uncomplicated, but also very, very delicious. So it's a really, really great book. It's one of those books you would buy for yourself and be so in love with it, you would want to buy one for your friend or your sibling or whoever it is. It's one of those ones. You have to have it on the shelf. So the book is called Comfort. It's by Yotam Helen Goh. It's out right now. So if you go into stores now or you look it up online, you will find it. Then the next one is another firm favorite, Leanne Moriarty. We're very lucky to have her on our list. The book is called Here One Moment. It's also out, and it starts off on a plane, and everybody's sitting. It's a regular domestic flight from Sydney to Hobart, and all these people are sitting in there, and all of a sudden, an old woman gets up from the front of the plane, and she starts walking back. As she's walking to the back of the plane, she's sort of pointing at people and predicting their deaths and how they're going to die and when they're going to die. And at first, everybody thinks she's, you know, sort of senile or a little bit of a kook maybe, and they don't take it seriously. The plane gets to its destination all fine, albeit a bunch of very traumatized passengers. And then a few weeks after that, the first person dies in the manner that she actually predicted. And that's when things go from there. It's not a dark novel, but it's quite, I found it quite philosophical in a way towards the ending. It really leaves you with things to think about, but it's a wonderful, wonderful read. So that's Here One Moment by Leon Moriarty. And that, my friends, is all I have for this month. We have a few more coming before the end of the year. But for October, those are some of the highlights that we have. I hope you have a good reading month. There's lots to go out there and pick up and read. And all the best. I'll talk to you next month.
That was Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House joining us, telling us about their selection of books for October. If you missed any of those reads, as I mentioned, we load this show as a podcast onto fmr.co.za after the show. Or you can visit Penguin Random House on any of their social media or their website, and you'll find they tag all their big sellers, so you'll find them all there. But there was a lot to look forward to in that list. Thank you for joining us, Viz Chetty. Before we move on to our next publisher, which is Jonathan Ball Publishers, how about some music? This is Coming Home by Rocco De Villiers. That was Coming Home by Rocco De Villiers, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, on Fine Music Radio. This is our special Publisher's Choice edition, where three of South Africa's top publishers and South Africa's favorite bookseller join us on the show to tell us what they've got coming up on their shelves for the next month. So we're joined next by the Jonathan Ball Publishing team, and they have a very interesting segment for us. The Jonathan Ball Publishing team remind us that October has a lot going on. It's got Halloween, we're heading towards the end of the year, but more importantly, October hosts World Mental Health Day. And so I was quite interested to see that the Jonathan Ball publishing team are bringing us a host of books that are all full of hope and healing for all different age groups. I think you'll find these very interesting. So we've got books for young adults and for very young children. We've also got adult books. We've got some memoir. We've got some novels. And we've got some books that are really going to hold your hand and just help you take really good care of yourself. They've even got some wonderful cookbooks to recommend. So I want to welcome the Jonathan Ball publishing team to the studio. And they're going to take us through these wonderful books that celebrate World Mental Health Day. Welcome to the show.
Hello, dear FMR listeners. October is an important month for many reasons. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Oktoberfest, Halloween, Diwali, and World Mental Health Day. Mental health affects us all personally, directly and indirectly. As Jonathan Ball publishes, we would like to remind readers this month to be gentle with themselves and to remind you that you're doing the best you can. Matt Haig says, mental health problems don't define who you are. They are something you experience. You walk in the rain and you feel the rain. But importantly, you are not the rain. If you haven't read his latest book, The Life Impossible, you are more than welcome to grab it at all good local bookstores. Earlier this year, the local publishing team published Margie Orford's first nonfiction title, Love and Fury. Love and Fury is her memoir. And in case you've never read it, we'd like to share the opening pages, an opening which has given many readers goosebumps. For months, I've been trying to write a suicide note, but my writing, which I regard as separate from me, something life and death-giving, beneficent as the Furies, those ancient goddesses of life, death, and vengeance, vetoed me. Now I see their tactics, the Furies and the writings, but then I could not. So it bewildered me when I sat down to draft my farewell note. Calm, because I was doing something that questions of form would swirl. What would it say? What reasons would one give? What reasons would one need to put a stop to things? This thing that is oneself, myself. I wished to set her, me free, to turn to air, to escape. But I could not find the right words. Writing was the one thing I knew how to do. When I needed it most, it abandoned me. It made me desperate and mad. She later goes on to say, this book kept me alive. I will give it that. This is heavy. But we assure you that this is a life-giving book. You'll enjoy every single page. If you're looking for a book which talks about anxiety from childhood to adulthood, best-selling author and therapist Natasha Daniels has written just the book for you. Based on her own experience, as social anxiety whispered its way into Natasha's mind and quietly sabotaged her life. In this memoir, Natasha takes on the therapist role with her past selves to drag her social anxiety into the open. The book intertwines her social anxiety journey with psychoeducation and invaluable tools. It is full of hope and healing. The book is called Out of My Shell, and it is a must read for individuals with social anxiety. Walk Yourself Happy is another goodie on our list, which we can recommend. This is a part help and part memoir, providing the ultimate guide to walking yourself happy physically and mentally. The book is written by one of UK's favorite TV personalities, Julia Bradbury, as she leads the reader through the walk of our lifetimes. Julia loves nature and health, and the book expresses this through the manner in which it inspires young and old, the dedicated and amateur, to embrace the life-affirming joy of walking. One of our favorites on our list is I Want to Die, But I Still Want to Eat Tteokbokki. This is a sequel to I Want to Die, But I Want to Eat Tteokbokki, where Boak Sehare started recording her sessions with her therapist, her hope to create a reference for herself. In this second book, Boak reaches out to hold the hands of all those for whom grappling with everyday despair is part of a lifelong project, part of a journey. For our cookbook lovers, we've got two scrumptious books. Our first offering is Brain Brilliance, which has 60 nourishing recipes and a nutritional toolkit for dyslexia, ADHD, and autism. This is perfect for parents, carers, and teachers as it provides up-to-date evidence-based nutritional advice to improve a child's brain function for all ages from toddlers to beyond. Food for Menopause by Dr. Leanna Patel is packed with 80 super tasty and appealing recipes, perfect for busy lives. This second cookbook that we'd like to recommend is absolutely perfect because it explains how to make your menopause work for you by setting out the impact of nutrition on the body. It's not only a cookbook, but a guidebook too, as it unpacks understanding your body and the symptoms, eating for success, as well as living for success. For our young readers, we certainly have something for them too. We have a sweet and tender picture book about a boy and his grandfather taking a walk and discovering everyone has feelings hidden beneath the surface. What's great about this book is it empowers children to explore and examine their own feelings. It also helps to start the conversation about dealing with bereavement and other difficult situations. This is appropriate for 3 to 6 year olds. For our 0 to 5 year olds, we have Bia's Bad Day, a big, bright feelings book. In this book, Bia is really looking forward to her birthday until things begin to go wrong. With no party, no cards, and possibly even no cake, Bia wonders if she can be okay, even in the middle of a really bad day. This reassuring and funny book is the perfect springboard for talking to children about setting expectations and finding balance amidst disappointment. If you're looking for a book which deals with bullying and autism, which explains it well to children 9 years old and older, Kidi by Al McNicol is the perfect recommend. It is a powerful coming-of-age story, which thoughtfully tackles bullying, navigating friendships, and the joys and difficulties of being an autistic teenager. The last children's recommendation, which is ideal for children 12 years and older, is How to Be Body Happy, which has been written by TikTok sensation Olivia Kirkby. It deals with topics about positive body image and feeling confident. We could spend hours and days, probably even the next 365 days, talking about all the books which deal and talk about mental health, but we don't have that time now. Head over to our Jonathan Ball Publishers website to read up more on the mentioned books and see what you can find. We're sending love to those who suffer from mental health issues, are having a difficult time, feeling misunderstood, feeling alone, are afraid to speak up, and are purely doing their best. Until next time, take care and keep reading.
Huge thanks to the Jonathan Ball publishing team for that wonderful and thoughtful selection. It felt really moving to me. I know a lot of us struggle with anxiety. This time of year, things are really ramped up. We're really hectic. It feels like nobody has any boundaries and we're working all sorts of hours. So I do think it's a valuable reminder to sit back and think of yourself and be kind to yourself. And what better way to do that than to curl up with a good book and a cup of tea and nourish your soul and nourish your heart and nourish your brain. So thank you, Jonathan Ball Publishing Team. I absolutely loved that segment. And it was so wonderful that how about some music? This is It's Wonderful by Mike Lards. Welcome back. That was Wonderful by Mike Lotz. That's an old classic on this show. And you know what else is wonderful? All these books we've still got to bring you on the rest of today's show, because you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, on Fine Music Radio with me, your very nerdy, booky, wordy host, Paige Nick. And we've still got South Africa's favorite bookseller, Exclusive Books, are in the house, and they're going to tell us what they've got coming up. And we also still have Pan McMillan in the house, and they're going to tell us what they've got coming up next. So next up, how about some exclusive books? Bai Chabrika is the GM of books and brands at Exclusive Books, and she's here with a big list of what she's called brain books. I think this comes at a really good time for us, right? We're all starting to be a little bit burnt out, but the end of the year is only just in sight. We've still got a few months to get through. These are some great brain food. There's a lot of nonfiction on this list and also a little bit of fiction. And I'm going to get my brain working and take some notes about the ones that I want to read. Welcome to the show, Bai Chabrika and Exclusive Books.
Nature or nurture? Either way, there is no doubt that our world, from every angle, impacts and shapes who we are, how we live, and how we engage with our environment. My name is Batya. I'm the GM of books and brands for Exclusive Books. And today, I wanted to shine a spotlight on big idea books. These are the books that illustrate and unpack different aspects of human existence, from maths and consciousness to the planet and politics. And to politics we go. This is a book from the highly respected Pieter du Toit. It's called Super Cadres. After taking power, the ANC implemented its policy of cadre deployment. It sought command of all levels of power, from the cabinet through the civil service down to municipal level. Despite the party recently losing its majority, cadre deployment will ensure that the ANC maintains its iron grip on power and patronage, and it remains fused with the state. In this, Super Cadres, best-selling author Pieter du Toit exposes how Nelson Mandela and Thabo Mbeki laid the foundation for complete ANC control of the state, and how Jacob Zuma's ANC exploited it, and then why Cyril Ramaphosa is complicit in the destruction that followed. Du Toit has been launching this book all over the country to packed audiences. So if that is anything to go by, I know for sure that you want to hear more. So grab your copy. Another much-loved and highly respected South African voice is Jonathan Jansen, and his newest book is Breaking Bread. Professor, pundit, public nuisance. In his columns, books, and on social media, Jonathan Jansen is prolific, and he likes to speak his mind about schools and universities, race, politics, and our complex South African society. He has brought an incisive analysis, compassion, and sense of humor to some of the most controversial issues in the country for many years. And now in this memoir, he goes back to his early years growing up in a loving, fiercely evangelical family on the Cape Flats, being put on the road to purpose by an inspiring schoolteacher, and becoming the first of his generation to go to university under the apartheid regime. Journey with Jansen as he finds a passion for teaching high school and becomes a leading academic and thinker amid great transformation in post-apartheid South Africa. This patchwork of memories tells a bigger story than his own life. I love the title Breaking Bread because, religious connotations aside, it implies a warm gathering and sharing of ideas, of finding mutual recognition in our different faiths, of our ideals, fears and frustrations, our hurts and our hopes. It's very Jonathan Jansen. Another big ideas man is Yuval Noah Harari. Harari learned to read at 3 years old. He taught himself, and he was in a school for gifted children by the age of 8. So it's really no surprise that he has become a leading thinker, historian, public intellectual, and writer in the 21st century. Nexus, his new book, is all about information, taking us from the Stone Age through the canonization of the Bible, early modern witch hunts, Stalinism, Nazism, and the resurgence of populism today. Nexus asks us to consider the complex relationship between information and truth, bureaucracy and mythology, wisdom and power. Harari explores how different societies and political systems have wielded information to achieve their goals and impose order, for good and for bad. And he addresses the urgent choices we face today as non-human intelligence threatens our very existence. If humans have dominated the planet by telling stories, how do those stories reach us? And what do we do when those storytelling networks slip out of human control? In a world where algorithms increasingly control what we see and how we talk to one another, I can't imagine a more important book. And then The Natural Environment, with a book called Living on Earth, Life, Consciousness, and the Making of the Natural World. It's written by Peter Godfrey Smith, and it is the eagerly anticipated conclusion to a three-part exploration of the origins of intelligence on Earth. It started with other minds in 2018, which you may know, and then continued with metazoa in 2020. Peter Godfrey Smith is a scuba diving philosopher, and he examines how life has shaped and been shaped by our planet. His fascinating book examines how living organisms have shaped the world, from cyanobacteria oxygenating the atmosphere to human activity increasing the levels of carbon dioxide. Informative and easy to read, this book also confronts the ethical implications of human actions, exploring issues like factory farming, habitat destruction, and animal experimentation. In an utterly readable style of the fun college professor, Godfrey Smith illustrates how humans belong to the infinitely complex system that is the Earth. Our minds are products of that system, but they are also acting forces within it. We are creatures of Earth, and we hold Earth's future in our hands. And now for something completely different. From Science to Spirituality, The Shadow of Death, The Other Side by Sarah Bullen. These are journeys into mysticism, magic, and near death. What happens when we die? How are some people able to see or communicate with spiritual worlds beyond our own? Can they offer answers to some of our most burning questions about life and death? Sarah Bullen delves into the mysteries of life after death through her own near-death experience and riveting interviews with individuals from South Africa and beyond. The book features stories of people who have crossed to the other side or can communicate with it, including a psychic rabbi, a spiritual teacher who survived near-death experiences, and shamans. Bullen offers a fresh perspective on the spiritual realms and ancient knowledge systems. Revenge of the Tipping Point. This is Malcolm Gladwell. We have waited so long, I think around 10 years, for the follow-up to The Tipping Point. 25 years after the publication of his groundbreaking first book, The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell returns with a brand new volume that reframes the lessons of The Tipping Point in a startling and revealing light. Through a series of riveting stories, he traces the rise of a new and troubling form of social engineering. He takes us to the streets of Los Angeles to meet the world's most successful bank robbers, rediscovers a forgotten television show from the 1970s that changed the world, visits the sites of a historic experiment on a tiny cul-de-sac in Northern California. And he also offers an alternative history of two of the biggest epidemics of our day, COVID and the opioid crisis. Revenge of the Tipping Point is Gladwell's most personal book to date. It has his characteristic mix of storytelling and social science, such compelling anecdotes and research, and of course, big ideas. He offers a guide to making sense of the contagions of the modern world. And it's, although The Tipping Point was brimming with optimism about our ability to engineer positive change, Revenge grapples with the unintended consequences and ethical dilemmas that arise when we try to manipulate social dynamics. It's all very grown up, but it is a tour de force of storytelling, analysis, and a worthy successor to a modern classic. So whatever larger-than-life concept appeals to you, science or spirituality, the environment or information, politics or people, all these big idea books are featured on Exclusive Books Recommends at exclusivebooks.com. this month.
That was Batya Bricker, the GM of Books and Brands at Exclusive Books, and she was telling us all about their Big Brain books that they've got coming out that are on their shelves right now that'll power you up to take the rest of the year by storm. Thank you, Batya. If you missed any of those titles and you want to go back to them, this show's loaded as a podcast on fmr.co.za at the end of this show, so you can go back, have a listen, make your notes, or as I say, you're welcome to email us, or you can just Google Exclusive Books and search for their books, and you're sure to find them because these are their latest current big hits. So how about some music? We have one more segment coming up on the show, and that's Pan Macmillan Team, and they're coming up after this track. We've got La Vie en Rose by Emile Mini.
Elle me prend dans ses bras, elle me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Elle me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de chaque jour, et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle, elle est entrée dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle me l'a dit, là j'irai pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat. D'entrer dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle me l'a dit, là j'irai pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi le cœur qui bat.
That was La Vie en Rose by Emile Mini, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick, on our special Publisher's Choice edition where we spend the entire hour chatting to South Africa's top three publishers, Penguin Random House. We've already heard from Jonathan Ball, and we've heard from Exclusive Books, South Africa's favorite bookseller. So if you've just joined us, we've only got one publisher left. We've got the Pan Macmillan team. We're joined by Shakti Pillay from Pan Macmillan, who's here to tell us about their big books that they've got coming out in October. They've got some real bestsellers coming up, so take a listen. If you've got a pen, take some notes. Otherwise, have a listen out and tag those ones that you're interested in. All of these will make excellent gifts this coming December. You can never start too soon planning. And also, we all need that big stack of books next to our beds for our summer reads. So I'm starting to curate my list. So I'm listening with a very keen ear to what Shakti Pillay has to tell us so that I can add to my wish list, my ever-heaving, groaning, long, far too long wish list. Welcome to the show, Pan Macmillan, and welcome to the show, Shakti Pillay.
Hi, everyone. Shakti here, back from Pan Macmillan, South Africa. And can you believe that we are in October? I saw frantic posts online the other day marketing that we have less than 100 days left of 2024. My goodness. Something to celebrate, though, is that Pan Macmillan is bringing you a case full of new reads to keep you company with your countdown. If you're everyone and anyone, then you've surely heard of best-selling and renowned author Kate Moss. No, not the model, but the writer of the infamous Hubert Family Chronicles, set against the backdrop of Franschhoek, and the founder of the Women's Prize for Fiction. October is very much Kate Moss month, as she delivers the fourth and highly anticipated final installment in a Joubert Family Chronicle series, closing with The Map of Bones, an epic, heartbreaking, and sweeping story of love, courage, adventure, and adversity. But enough from me. Here is a special message from Kate Moss to her readers in South Africa.
Hello, I'm Kate Moss, and I'm the author of The Map of Bones, which is the fourth and final novel in the Joubert Family Chronicles, which started in Carcassonne in 1562 and finishes in Franschhoek in 1862. Now, the whole series came from a visit to the Franschhoek Book Festival many, many years ago, and I've been dreaming and planning and writing the series of books since then. So it's wonderful to finally be setting an entire novel in South Africa. The novel starts in 1688, where Suzanne Joubert has come in search of her ancestor, Louise Raiden Joubert, who is a she captain, a pirate commander, who landed in the Cape nearly 60 years before and then disappeared off the face of the earth. And then the story carries on. It's a story of rebellion and it's overcoming hardship. It's about what it might mean to go to the other side of the world and set up in a brand new country, as it were. And then the 19th century story is ascended even further along. Isabelle Lepard, who is coming to put all the women of the Joubert family back into the history books and find out what really happened in Southern Africa all of those 100 years ago. So it's been wonderful to write. It's been very emotional to write, to come to the end of the series. And I can't wait for everybody in South Africa to read it, because without you and you welcoming me in and inviting me to book festivals all that time ago, I never would have stumbled upon this story. So the novel is out in October. I think it's coming out first in South Africa, even before the UK. And that seems only right and proper. So I hope you love it. I had a great time writing it. And I'll see you on the other side.
Next up on our roster is phenomenal writer and entrepreneur Duduzile Nolin Ngwenya, who you may have come to know through her self-published best-selling books, Things I Never Said to Myself, and This Time You Return to Yourself. Pan Macmillan is proud to be publishing Duduzile's third and newest poetry collection titled You Get Better With Love. Poetry is really having a moment, from Kolega Putuma, Sipokazi Jonas, and Maneo Mahale, all gracing the Open Book Festival recently. People are yearning for meaningful words. Duduzile has a growing following on social media, and she rightfully belongs in the category of Insta poet. Using her platform under her brand, hashtag Nolin Said, Duduzile has created exquisite collections of poetry with words that explore the currents of healing, relationships, self-compassion, growth, and self-acceptance. In her latest collection, You Get Better With Love, Duduzile shares with us the importance of being gentle with yourself, embracing your rawest form, and ultimately to love oneself fully, and that each day is a blank canvas and a choice to start anew. This gorgeous compilation will be available from the 8th of October in all good bookstores and online, and just in time for National Mental Health Awareness Month. The name Bruce Whitfield is synonymous with the business and broadcasting landscape of South Africa. Recently, Bruce stepped down as host of South Africa's leading daily business radio show after more than two decades as its presenter and self-appointed editor-in-chief. How hard could it be, he asked himself, to convince like-minded, smart South Africans to write 500 words that could fix the country? Something all of us can apply from this very moment, a simple behavioral change that we can all make, starting right now. Bruce explores this in his newest book, The One Thing. In The One Thing, you will hear from those who inspire us to be more than we think we can be, such as Maestro Ralf Schmidt, who took the raw talent of a group of children from Limpopo to the finals of America's Got Talent, plus a range of money managers, editors, CEOs, academics, and founders of some of the country's most successful startups. While you tuck into this hopeful and inspiring compilation, Bruce asks you, the reader, to think about your one thing as well. To round off our list of must-reads this October, we end on a sweeter note. Trevor Noah, South Africa's very own, yes, we claim him, and the author of the number one best-selling memoir, Born a Crime, has released his first ever children's book called Into the Uncut Grass. It is a gorgeously illustrated fable in the tradition of the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse, about a young child's journey into the world beyond the shadow of home, a magical landscape where he discovers the secrets of solidarity, connection, and finding peace with the people we love. Infused with Trevor Noah's signature wit and imagination, and in collaboration with visionary artist Sabina Hahn, it's a tale for readers of all ages, to be read aloud or read alone. Into the Uncut Grass will be available in all good bookstores and online soon. There's so much more to discuss and to read with an ever-growing to-be-read pile, so keep a firm eye on the Pan Macmillan social media pages for more updates about events, new releases, and what's trending. Until next time, happy reading from the Pan Macmillan team.
That was the Pan Macmillan team here on Book Choice Publisher's Choice telling us about the big reads that they've got coming up. You can find Pan Macmillan, I say this every time on our show, you can find all these publishers and exclusive books, of course, on all social media. I highly recommend that you follow them. They're always giving away books. They've got great events coming up at bookstores all around the country. You can go have a glass of wine, meet your favorite author, listen to the inspiration behind their books. These are wonderful events. They normally take an hour and a half. So it's a really cool thing to add to your week. These are free events as well. So, wow, what kind of amazing entertainment is that? Where books spill out into real life. Okay, enough about that. So once again, thanks to Pan Macmillan for joining us on the show. Before we play out, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I've been reading. I've suddenly been reading a lot. I'm between deadlines, so I've had a minute, so I've been very excited to pick up a couple of books. The first book I want to tell you about that I've just finished reading is called Kaboom. So are you a curious person? If you're still listening to this show, then you probably are a curious person. Well, I love books like this. So Kaboom is The Science of Extremes. It's by an author named David Darling. And this is a brilliant top-up of knowledge. I sped through it and I absolutely loved it. How far can a helium balloon travel? What's the most dangerous fairground ride ever built? Who and what is really the fastest out there? Where is the quietest place on Earth? What's the smallest animal on Earth? It's all that kind of thing. It's really, really interesting. One of my favorite chapters was on the brightest light, which is in Vegas. And there was another one on who or what has the sharpest eyesight. So that stuff really entertains me. The only thing I'm still curious about after reading Kaboom, though, is how on earth I'm going to remember even just some of these facts long enough to come across as super smart next time I'm out in the real world with actual people. And I want to say, hey, but you don't know where the brightest light is or the smallest creature. Anyway, this is a brilliant book. It'll make a great gift for anyone who... Well, actually, it'll just make a great gift for anyone, young or old. I found it super accessible, so even a dummy like me could understand just about all of it. So thank you to the author. That's David Darling, and the book is called Kaboom, and it's The Science of Extremes. I can recommend it. And then the other book that I just finished, and I don't know what possessed me, if you'll pardon the pun, but I had a craving for a bit of horror. And Bunny by S.E. Tolson is exactly that. If you like your scary, very creepy, and your gruesome, very gory, this is some Stephen King kind of stuff. It's a very well done novel. The pages turned for me. The characters were wonderful. It is a real tribute to man's best friend, to dogs, especially rescue dogs. It also explores themes of alcoholism. And then there's that whole creepy horror element. It's got eels and other creatures, and I found it quite creepy and scary, but I had to keep turning the pages. So I may or may not sleep tonight, and I'll probably never go in any woods ever again. But I mean, that's what you get when you read horror, right? It certainly scratches that itch. I really enjoyed this read. It's called Bunny by S.E. Tolson. If you're in the mood for a bit of horror as Halloween comes up, this will just be perfect for that kind of read. And that brings us to the end of the show. I want to thank all of our publishers, Pan Macmillan, Penguin Random House, the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team, of course, everybody's favorite bookseller, Exclusive Books. I also want to thank Mzu Makeda for pulling the show together and for curating all this incredible fine music that we play between our reviews. And I want to thank you, listener, for sticking with us and listening in and hopefully finding some great reads. We're going to play out with Gypsy Jazz by DNA Strings. And until next time, happy reading.